Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily discipline, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
I'm excited. I have...
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Eisnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom Microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom Microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom Chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom Chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom Chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. And employed with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom Chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. All right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much today. Today is Tuesday. So if you have anything you want to go over tonight, you can call in. The number here is 319-527-6208. And if you want to talk on the show, the number is, you just press 1 on your phone, and we will go ahead and bring you into today's conversation here. So a bunch of stuff to go over real quick here. As you guys might know, Sam Bankman-Fried, and yes, I know it's pronounced Freed, but for me it's Fried. He was arrested in the Bahamas. He was not able to go to court as he was supposed to be today. My guess is that, well, they want to try him, I guess, in the Bahamas. I guess that might be a lighter sentence or something. I don't know. But I think that you're going to see a game of hide the bankman. Yeah, this is one of those things that's even bigger than the Epstein client list, in my opinion. So they don't want anyone out there hearing actual evidence of money getting laundered to a certain political party and then getting scrubbed and going to the Ukraine and then gets kicked back. Yeah, no one wants to have that leaked out, even though fans of our show and conservative talk understand. If you understand crypto and FTX, you'll understand that that is 100% what's going on. But the people that are getting help financially, like Maxine Waters, yeah, that's the last thing she ever wants, is for her deals to potentially get exposed. But that's liberal politics for you, though. And we'll see if they let some of this stuff out. My opinion is that they might be ready to either give Bankman-Fried the Jeffrey Epstein treatment, where he doesn't kill himself, or they throw him under the bus so that they don't expose any of the other globalists that have received tons of money off of this. So I don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know if they're not going to let the money be exposed. That I know. They're not going to allow any of this go, but it could be like, I was looking at it, and I look at it like, if you remember, like 20, 25 years ago, when in basketball, one referee got suspended and arrested for fixing games. Like, one referee can do that on his own. But they let one person fall so that nobody else falls. And Tim Donaghy in the NBA was that one particular person that took the fall, even though there's no way possible that he could work alone with fixing a game. So we'll hear of that shortly. So people have asked me whether or not it's safe to get Bitcoin again. And my thing is, I know some people are really worried about Bitcoin being the world currency that the Federal Reserve would be in charge of. And I look at that as the polar opposite of Fedcoin. Fedcoin is going to be heavily regulated. And if they're using that, or the what they call the central bank digital currency, or CBDC, just think that they'll charge you for having a bank account, and they'll have negative interest rates. And for all we know, there might be an expiration date on that currency, like other countries are planning, where you might have to spend your money within 6 months, or it goes bad, and then you can't spend it. And Bitcoin is decentralized, which means that there's no person that's in charge of it. There's nobody that can go in and just look at people's bank accounts and take them under Bitcoin, whereas Fedcoin you can. And you have other currencies, the cryptos that are trying to get to that point of decentralization, like Ethereum and Cardano. They think they're going to be big players. But if you're going to get into the market, I would heavily be looking at something that is decentralized so that nobody can take your account from you. It's not like Brandon can just go into an office and say, okay, I'm shutting Bitcoin down. It's not possible. There's no corporate office. There's no CEO. There's nothing to raid. You might be able to arrest people. This would be really for no reason, though. But you could find people that might hold a lot of shares of Bitcoin, but that would require getting their passwords from them. I know the market has been down, and I think personally that maybe the middle of next year might be worth looking at again for Bitcoin. If you want to buy low now, I think I think it's going to go down just slightly more. I think it stays above 10,000 personally. I don't see it really going under. But once the cycle is over, and once they push Fedcoin, I could see people wanting to jump back into cryptocurrency because it's much better than a Fedcoin. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm going to be trying to avoid the Fedcoin like the plague. I'm not hip to needing a QR code and a microchip in order to have a bank account. Now, I currently do have an account with a random credit union, and eventually, just like other U.S. dollar currency, when that goes away, I don't expect to cash in and accept Fedcoin. So I'll have to figure out how to pay everything that I want in Bitcoin or other cryptos. But my recommendation is to only look at decentralized cryptocurrencies, and you'll have something. And I'm not going to vouch that. I'm not much of a crypto speculator. I'd like to see it go back to 30, 33, 35,000 again. I was in, let's see, when I started buying, it was at like 17.8. And it was as high as about, what, 65,000 last year? So I have not really done much with the crypto market. I've just hold. I'm not selling and I'm not buying. I'm just holding until it looks like the bottom is done. And I think we still have a few months, but I'm starting to look again. So maybe when it hits 11,000, I would see that. Unless you see multiple days of good growth, I think 11, 12,000 is when I'll buy again. And I would look at that as a buying opportunity. I don't know if the feds will be able to regulate Bitcoin. It would be extremely hard, especially if you have a VPN and you're just trading with other people that have VPNs. I just think that if in 2023, if you don't have a VPN on your phone or on your computer, that you're inviting trouble. So with that, even the Chinese have VPNs. So I was looking also, because I am not real interested in PayPal, because any given moment, you and I could be fined $2,500 for quote-unquote misinformation. So Elon Musk has announced today that he is going to be setting up a payment system that will compete against PayPal. And for those that might not remember, Elon Musk, back in the old days of internets, he did work on PayPal. So he helped bring that to prominence. He was one of the founders when it was called X.com. And then eBay bought X.com for $15 billion. So I could see that happening. And he's going to get a lot of business. I don't see here when exactly it is going to take place. But if Elon Musk says he's in, I don't think Elon is one of those people that's messing around right now. And I will openly admit, I'm not the world's biggest fanboy of Elon Musk. That's not really my thing. And I have to answer this every single day, so I'll answer it again here on the show. Elon Musk is a globalist. However, he is not of the same globalist as the other globalist. Whereas Elon Musk just wants to rule the world and have everybody live, and he would just be the richest person and gets to be Captain Save-A-Ho, I guess. And meanwhile, everybody gets their brain chips. Whereas the other globalists just want mass death. They've talked in public, not even private, but on the World Economic Forum stage, how they want population to be like it was in the 13 and 1400s, very primitive and not many people. They want it down to 500 million so that they can control everything. They want that's why they're taking the food away. That's why they're calling for no car ownership. They're calling for microchips. They're calling for everybody to eat zabugs. And they don't want you owning anything, because ownership means that you have clout. You could say no to stuff. And not just that, a purchase gives you power, and after the purchase, your sale is done. Whereas if you can rent everything and pay a monthly fee, then everybody gets to keep their phony baloney money. Which is why they want you on a car share service as opposed to you owning a car. That's why they're even talking about like clothes rental, where you won't even own your own clothing. That's why there's Spotify. Instead of buying music and buying CDs or cassettes back in my day, that's why there's Spotify. And I'm not anti-Spotify. I don't have a Spotify, but I just can't justify paying a monthly fee to listen to music. Which, strangely enough, I do have a SiriusXM account, and I do listen to that on the regular. But I just can't get to the point where, hey, I want to show you this cool song, but we don't have Wi-Fi right now. I just can't do that. I'm one of those people that actually like buying music. All right, let me do this. Let me take a commercial break, and I'm going to hit the phones. So we will we'll be right back here. I'd rather just hit the phones now as opposed to bringing somebody in and say we're going to take a break. So we'll take the break first, and we'll hit the phones. So we'll be right back.
Hello to all you something duckers out there. The CEO of Liesnicker demanded I shoot a holiday video. We need to promote everyone get their Liesnicker boosters every week. All you nimwits and rubes just keep taking it. But Mr. G, Globalist wants me to be nicer to you since this will be your last holiday season on Earth. By the way, we now have the suicide pods available for rental. Before you enjoy your last breath in a suicide pod, we need you scallywags to get tested for COVID. You must be completely up to date on your vaccine passport. Absolutely no exceptions. When you step into the suicide pod, we do not want you to catch COVID. You must also wear at least 5 scams on your face, with a minimum of 2 of your scams being an N95. After you take your final breath on Earth, we will give you another COVID test. Both before and after your trip to the suicide pod, you will be required to go through the TSI naked body scan. We need to make sure you're not hiding any ivermectin, Federal Reserve notes, or carbon inside your person. For all we know, you could be a something ducker that likes to hide Nuremberg code inside your junk. We need to keep you comfortable and safe. Also, please remember, when your person turns to ashes and dust, please do make sure you are still keeping with local social distancing guidelines. You must still keep your ashes 6 feet away from the previous customer. If you refuse to get in the suicide pod, we will take you to the local FEMA camp. That is all and have a holiday season.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
And then you're going to shush me, right?
Yeah, I'm going to shush you, yeah.
Come, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you. Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
John from Michigan?
Yes, it is John from Michigan.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been hanging out on the Sunday show the past couple weeks. I thought I'd see what things are like on Tuesday.
Okay.
You're talking a lot about the global currency and whatnot. And I just had some input on that because it was way back in 2012. I was learning a lot about the Federal Reserve and macroeconomics and so on and so forth. And one interesting thing I learned is that in coming up next year, actually 2023, coming up on an unfunded liability crisis for the U.S. federal government is on the hook for over $100 trillion in payouts. So with all the programs, pensions and so you add everything up, like the federal government's on the hook for like over $100 trillion. Which I don't think they can really pay. So I'm wondering if about your thoughts on that. Could that be something that they're trying to use to switch over to a new monetary system? Because you can't just print $100 trillion. It doesn't really work, you know? Like, that would be hyperinflation, I would
guess.
No,
but if they crash the currency and then start with something else, then they can get out of it.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm wondering, and maybe that's the deal, because I also think that has a lot to do with the 2020 election. I think the globalists needed to be in charge when that crisis hits in order to crash the currency and switch over to what they're doing.
Are
you familiar with the unfunded?
Well, I'll go ahead and take over, I guess, and we'll get back to... I don't know if I'm going to answer you or not, so let me see if I can answer.
Sure.
So, I heavily believe that Satan is running the show right now, and we don't know which person or image of a person Satan is, but I think that they really want Satan to be firmly in place by 2030, and the sooner the better. And the reason why I strongly believe that is that not only is there a plan to get rid of humans, but they want to get rid of all animals. They want to get rid of insects. They want to get rid of minerals. They want to. They're saying that trees take up too much carbon. Who in their right mind, as a human, would study trees and say trees create too much carbon? They're the ones that take in the carbon and breathe in the air.
And create oxygen, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, whereas it might have just been kind of a weird thing where they want to depopulate humans, but when it gets to the point where they want to cut trees down and bury the trees in the water, which they also want to get rid of water, they want literally nothing left on this earth. And the only way that they can do that, in my opinion, is Satan takes over and starts with his ground zero. And I don't see that coming to full fruition at all. But go ahead.
Well,
I don't know if I answered you or partially answered or not. But I wanted to share that with you.
All right, well, I appreciate the answer. I guess I don't know that much about all of that. I was just looking at, because the whole world runs on the dollar. So if the dollar crashes, it's not just the United States that's in trouble.
Well, actually, China just struck a deal with Saudi Arabia where they could trade their gas in Chinese yuan.
Yeah, China's kind of separating from the dollar. I think probably Russia is doing the same in a few other smaller countries, for sure, yeah. I also noticed a lot of the Democrats were retiring before the last midterm, and really made me wonder if they just wanted to get out before the shit hits the fan, so to speak.
Well, they've done their job, so they... Mm-hmm. Some of them feel like if they get out now, then they might not be to blame for what happens in 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea of what might be coming in 23 and 24 then?
Well, I think it has to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we can, if we can wake up enough people in 2023, maybe there's a chance that 2024 gets us somewhat back on the right track, but I don't, I wish I could say, I don't know one way or the other because I feel like humanity has a good chance of winning, but it's like in the football game, it's in the fourth quarter. And mm-hmm. and it's a tight game. It's not like we defeated the globalists early, and it's not like they really took care of us either. So
yeah.
there's definitely a
strong nationalist movement happening right now in the States anyway. So still going strong, I think. And I think it's a lot more popular than what you see because the media doesn't really like to report on nationalist wins in how popular it is now. They like to try to pretend like it's some kind of fringe movement, but there are a lot of people that are on a sort of a nationalist mentality at this time, I think.
But at the same time, though, Brandon stealing the election from Trump and seeing how terrible we've had the last, I can't believe it's 2 years already. Where 2 years of Brandon already, basically, in a month.
Yeah.
And there are, while some people said that they've never seen it like this and they can't believe what's happening. There's a lot of people that are completely oblivious to it. They don't think that paying $6 a gallon for gas is a big deal. They don't see paying $6-$7 a pound for a chicken breast as being a big deal. They will blame Trump as they wear their scams going into the store, and they wonder why they're sick after they get their gene therapies. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm a trucker by trade, and I see these gas prices going up constantly, and so higher gas prices isn't just higher gas for your car; it's also higher prices for everything, because everything gets shipped.
Right.
Somewhere. So it's not just the gas, it's the stuff that, you know, everything that gets moved, which is almost everything you find in a store has been shipped in a truck at some point. So, and it's not just once. The, like, you buy a package of, I don't know, let's say cereal, you know, someone, so the box that the cereal is in, or at least the materials, like the paper to make the box, had to be shipped. And then wood had to be shipped to the mill to turn it into the paper. Like, and the ingredients had to be shipped, you know, to make the cereal out of. And then the cereal itself had to be shipped to the store. So when the gas prices go up, like, it affects every step of the way. That's raising the cost to move the materials and the products. And I don't think people really realize that too much.
But here's the issue. Here's our Rubicon. While I understand the game, you understand the game, there's a lot of people that understand the game. However, there is a ton of 18 to 30-year-olds that don't understand the game one bit, and they just, they're the smell-o-vision watchers, and those are the ones that wear their scams. Those are the ones that I'm 50 years old, by the way. And
No, I just turned 40 myself, so I'm a little older.
So we, as a society, as kids and teenagers, we're supposed to be figuring ourselves out. We're supposed to be rebelling. You don't see that with this current generation. This is the most compliant 18 to 20-year-olds that you're ever going to see. I have seen parents protesting mandatory scam wearing in schools, and the kids are like, it's not a big deal. I'll just put a scam on. Stop embarrassing me by protesting. When has that ever happened?
I don't know. It's
pretty
unusual.
Teenagers are so scared of someone seeing their parents protest for them that they just comply.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is kind of a new thing. I haven't really seen a lot of that.
Let me know when you hear a good new protest song, because those are hard to come by that make the charts and all the kids like.
The closest thing, I don't remember the artist's name, but a lot of times songs like that do come out, and they don't put them on the charts. They just kind of ignore it.
Tom McDonald and Lowe's Alexander and Bryson Gray. I get that, but I'm just
But they keep them off the charts, though, too.
Yeah, but look at the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and some of them had good protest songs back in the 60s. The Who, you don't hear that now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't get played that much on the radio, for sure, or wherever people are listening nowadays. Yeah, but they play a lot of tricks to keep them out of the top charts and whatnot. Even though they'll get a lot of sales and get a lot of plays, they play a lot of dirty tricks to keep them out of the news and out of the top charts and whatnot. So that is definitely a thing that's going on.
So, yeah, but I would you would hear kids you would hear songs even if the record labels were not playing them. If a good protest song got around, you would see all over social media people would be sharing it.
Oh, I see. So you're saying the kids aren't taking it even though it's out there. And maybe it's older people that are listening to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Usually it would be the younger.
Because
okay,
if we can't get younger in our protesting, then the movement is for nothing. Because if the 21-year-olds in 4 years are 25 and they've signed on to this hook, line, and sinker, then we're done. I tell the story sometimes here where my niece at our last year or 2 years ago Christmas,
mm-hmm.
she said that she's looking forward to the United States becoming a communist nation. And I said I don't believe in communism, and if you like communism, you can go to Venezuela. And she said, oh, well, you only don't like communism because you're too old to understand it.
Well, I think a lot of people that lived under communism would probably argue with that. But, actually,
it's the same with me, but people that have never had to experience war, remember, there are 18 to 21-year-olds that are like, yeah, let's nuclear bomb Russia. What's taken so long? Just nuclear bomb them. Because they've never had to deal in war, so it's funny. They've never had to deal with communism, so it's funny. It's a hot, new, trendy idea.
Yeah, I actually learned something recently about communism, that that the F in communism stands for food.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no F, and there's no food.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't know. I mean, I really think that writers like Solzhenitsyn need to be required reading in school. Gulag Archipelago is a really good book, and things like that. But they don't teach it anymore. There's definitely a lot of ignorance around what it means. And I think the big thing is that what people don't see when they talk about socialism and communism, they think about everyone sharing and all that happy crap, but what they don't see is that there's a gun. It's not just being nice and sharing. It's putting a gun to someone's face and telling you, you better give up your income or give up the fruits of your labor or else. And that's the part of the picture that they don't see and they never get.
See, when they believe that or they're hearing of socialism, and they're not religious, I get that, but I am, and I know a lot of others are. The only socialism that'll ever work is when you pass on and you're at the pearly gates getting your entrance. There's no capitalism really in heaven, as far as I know. That's
no
the only
scarcity,
place that'll ever be acceptable.
Economics are based on scarcity and how to manage limited resources in the midst of unlimited desires. So I think the concept in the kingdom of heaven is that there is no scarcity, hence there's no economy. There's no capitalism because there's no economy at all there, because everything is just there. But
right.
I've heard a lot of people tell me that Jesus was a socialist, and I'm thinking, when did Jesus ever pull out a sword and like tell people they had to give up their income or else, you know, and it, at the point of the sword, he didn't. So, again, I think people
just
miss
the fact. That I guess that answers the question where in heaven there's not really an economy. So, and I don't look at Earth 2023 as being heavenly at all. So, in utopia or heaven, everything might be perfect enough and nobody would have any greed, but you're never going to get, whether it's 500 million, what the globalists want, or 8 billion people, you're not going to get 100% of the public to say, well, I only need this, and so I'm not going to try and get that because I'm already comfortable with X. That's never going to happen. The goal in the world is everybody tries to get theirs.
Yeah, and that's something that I think people don't understand is that's not a win-lose scenario because you can get a fulfillment and whatnot in your life. And I don't think it's about getting so much more than others, which is what a lot of people are trying to do. And it's really kind of hard to explain. I mean, I think it's important to work and to, you know, support yourself and all of that. But, you know, money takes you only so far. You know, you have to have food, you got to have a roof over your head and all that. But it only takes you so far. And I don't think people get that. They're chasing the wrong kind of fulfillment. And I think in the end, it just leaves you unfulfilled and empty if you're chasing the wrong dream, so to speak.
But you know what's funny, though, is that I live in Las Vegas. I'm in a big city. And you'll notice that the people that spend more on rent, and they're renting instead of owning a house, and they buy more expensive stuff than homeowners. It's just so funny. Because the idea is to fool people and to make people think you're rich. Whereas people that own their house, they have a car with no car payment, they don't care. You get to a point in life where you might not care about what other people think about you, but there's a lot of people that believe that they have to show that they're rich and they have their BMW, but they're making $17 an hour with a $2,000 a month rent payment.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a great life to me. Yeah, I own my own house, but I live in Nowheresville in Michigan, so it was
Yeah.
My house was only like $30,000 when I bought it a few years ago. So, and I've got a little car. It's a Chevy Aveo, stick shift. I have about 40 miles a gallon on it, and I'm pretty happy with that. You know, I don't owe anything on it. So, I definitely think it's a better way to live to own things. And the thing is, if you're renting, no matter how much money you make, you don't have any actual assets, so you don't really have any wealth unless you own things. But I know what you're talking about. I've heard a lot about the eat the bugs and, you know, rent
owning
instead
nothing.
Of own and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Own nothing and eat the bugs. Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. I hope it doesn't catch on, but part of the problem, too, is like housing prices have gone nuts lately. Like I said, I bought my house for $30,000. I think it was back in 2013, I want to say. Now it's worth like $75,000, you know, over the course of, what, a decade? So 10 years maybe? And
yeah.
It makes it a lot harder to get in to the ownership because everything's getting so much more expensive. Plus, you got a lot of these guys that took out all these college loans, and they're sitting with like $100,000 in college debt and a worthless degree that doesn't do anything for them nowadays. So it's definitely people are in pretty bad shape in that regard. And I think that's part of how they're selling the rent instead of own is because, well, you can't anyways because you're $100,000 in debt and you have no credit, and houses are incredibly expensive nowadays. So it's all part of the deal. And then you have the construction material, the wood prices shot up a couple of years ago, too. I don't remember what the whole story was behind it, but wood got really expensive. So building new houses, new structures now is definitely kind of out of the picture for a lot of people.
And we're seeing now the price of houses are starting to drop a little bit. I paid back in 2001 or 2002 $132,000 for the house I'm in now, and at one point just recently was at 406,000, and now it's worth about 390.
All right, so that's good. It's coming down a little bit. I mean, I guess it's not great for the homeowner necessarily, but it's definitely, I think, overall good.
Well, I'm not trying to move, though, because if I move, where am I going to go? Then I'm going to have to pay $400,000 for a house that basically would be the same as what I have now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it makes it harder to move for sure. But I don't really know what's causing the housing spike either. It's kind of weird.
Oh, well, it's because you have BlackRock and Vanguard buying up as many houses as they can, so they can make it artificially scarce. So if there's less houses on the market, then they could charge more.
Oh, well, they must be buying. They must have a lot of capital to be able to do that then.
Well, that's BlackRock and Vanguard. They're not going to run out of money. And then they could sell to the Chinese firms and let the Chinese buy up the land if they want.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that. I didn't realize it was that big of a – quite. I mean, I knew they were a big operation. I didn't know they were that big of an operation to be able to influence the market.
But look
so
at it this way, too. I'm just using Vegas here. Where my house might have been $200,000 5 years ago. And when you have houses in San Francisco that are three-bedroom, one-bath, and 1,100 square feet that was built in 1905 with no garage, and they're selling for $1.1 million, people are leaving there, and they're coming here, and they're saying that the price of houses are dirt cheap. So people get onto that, and then they know they could raise the price because, hey, we're selling to people in California that are getting $1.2 million for a postage stamp, basically. So if we sold it for $500,000, then they would think that they're getting a bargain. That's also another way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, I was that in Vegas maybe a year or two ago, and it's definitely a nice place to visit. But yeah, I never really considered moving there, so I hadn't looked at the housing prices. I didn't know about the fluctuations.
Yeah, I can't believe people are going to stay in Gretchen Whitmer land.
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying. I was really, really unhappy that she got in again after all the.
But do you believe the election results, or do you think there was some fraud involved?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard for me to really have faith in the constituency, to be honest. I mean, there was one state in the recent midterms where they actually voted in a dead guy. Like, he went in a landslide.
Yeah,
the guy's been dead
in North
for
Carolina.
A month.
He was a state senator, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not that hard for me to believe that the voter base is stupid enough to do it, to be honest. So it's hard for me to really blame shenanigans when it very well could have just been people are just that dumb and don't pay attention.
Well, they voted John Fetterwoman in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it definitely there's some good things moving in different areas of the country. So, but
Pennsylvania is
it's hard for me to say. Oh right. I really like. I guess I was maybe thinking more of Florida, with Ron DeSantis is doing a great job there. They put him back in, so. So it's like different parts of the country. It seems like they're doing. You know, you see a lot of. Good results happening, and then some areas you don't. But I also don't know if they had fixed the mail-in balloting system in Michigan or not. I'm not totally sure. I know in some states they did fix that, because that was a big problem in 2020, where they would go in the Democrat strongholds. They would take ballots out, go to old folks' homes, nursing homes. They go
the
wherever, door to door.
Or ballot harvest.
To get ballots. Yeah, ballot harvesting. That's right. Which is awful. But you can't
really
do that for the right.
In my opinion, though, John, is that they're not getting in trouble for that. So why would they stop?
They're not.
And the Republicans are just busy pointing and not saying anything or doing anything when if they want it to stop, they should copy it. And they should say, all right, we're going to hit the old folks' homes a week before the Democrats do.
Well, a couple of things. One is that it was actually legal, you know, in many of the places where they did it. There weren't any laws
right.
against it.
Correct.
And I think that's been changed in a lot of areas. But the other issue is that it's a lot harder for Republicans to do it because most of their voter base is in more spread over a larger area. So whereas the Democrats can just go on foot, go into an apartment building, go door to door, things like that. For Republicans, mm-hmm. they've got to get in a car. You got to go house to house, cover a lot more area to get the same effect. So it's a lot harder to do that on the right than it is on the left. And a big part of it, too, was the, the Facebook guy. I'm missing his name.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he put, I think, $400 million into the ballot harvesting scheme in several cities, and specifically targeted Democrat heavy areas. So, it was definitely a mess. And the mail-in ballot system is awful. So that really needs to be fixed if we're going to have a real election. And I think it has been in a lot of states. So, I think the trajectory on that is a positive one at the moment. So hopefully it'll continue in that way.
But until the Republicans play the games that Democrats are playing, you can't be a Republican and sit on the sidelines. And in case in point, there were not many Republicans that are out there helping Herschel Walker before he lost. And that was a winnable race.
Yeah. And another issue I think you have with Republicans on the right is most of the people on – I'm more libertarian than anything, but I would say that I'm right-leaning.
Same here.
The big problem is that we have jobs. We're busy. I work 5 days a week.
Can't have excuses, and I hate saying that. I work a day job, and then I run a nonprofit, and then I also run Freedomizer Radio, and I'll still do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I do everything, but we have to do something, because if we do nothing and just say, well, I work, that can't be an excuse, because they'll always get what they want. So we have to somewhat push back on this.
Mm-hmm. And there's definitely still things you can do, but the time you have available compared to the time that, someone who is on the dole, there's a big time differential there. I'm not saying you can't do anything.
Though, a lot of those people are busy going to drag queen story time or they're busy smoking their marijuana. So they might not want to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's
well,
another
definitely
person
a fight.
On the phone. Stay right there. We'll make this a three-way conversation here. I have Pianchi from Louisiana joining us.
Yeah, good evening. When it comes down with these ballots, a federal ballot should be separated from state and local, like the Constitution said it can be done, and have its own vetting process. And the reason why is because you're never going to control these municipalities nor these states and get them in line with one another. I mean, you look at New York, California. California, they let illegal vote on school board issues. New York, illegal vote. I think the court may have had something to do with changing it. But if you got an illegal that's got a ballot in front of them, and at the top of the ballot you got federal candidates, and at the bottom of the ballot you got a state and local, well, there's nothing stopping them from walking themselves up to the top of the ballot and putting marks by one of those three names. Vice President, President, one mark. Congressperson, one mark. U.S. Senators, another mark. So you got to separate them. And another thing, in these Democratic strongholds, one thing that I liked Trump is when he talked about school choice with vouchers. Because you have functional families in these strongholds, but they continue to vote Democratic because they are ignorant. And if you ever get people out of those strongholds, those urban strongholds, where they can become viable citizens and have a decent, be able to compete against, for instance, STEM job, where their kids are not today, then you're going to continue to put a bunch of ignorant people, and I ain't saying they're stupid, they're just ignorant, they don't know. And you're going to continue to get the same results that we have, and you're fighting them. You got to bust their school teachers unions up. And public school teachers unions got to be busted up, and the only way you can do it is let parents leave. Right now they can't. They're held like prisoners. Anyway, and I'm voting, and I'm working with the Council of Convention of State Local Area Group, trying to work for that Convention of States Convention, where it's about amending and not physically opening up and changing the Constitution.
So we don't want to change, because once you open a con-con, if you will, then that leaves the whole Constitution open.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's not it's about amendments, which we've had amendments before. Look, you're up to number 27, and that didn't open it up. But instances like the debt, I think it's three categories of debt, the federal government overreach, states control. You know, this bill that Joe Biden signed the other day about defense of marriage, states don't have to adhere to that if they don't want to. They got their power. They have the power to nullify a congressional act if they think that it's unconstitutional. The same way we see and know that a jury can nullify a law that they are trying a defendant on if they think the law is unconstitutional. They can say he's innocent.
So that brings up a point, Bianchi. Because if gay marriage was legal in all 50 states, why do we have a Right to Marriage Act now when it's already been legal?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Marriage has always been sanctioned in this country, even before there was a constitution. So there's precedent, there's societal precedent, societal norm. It was sanctioned by the church. Then it was licensed by the state. I have yet to see a marriage license that says issued by the federal government. So that's
right.
A federal overreach.
There's definitely a lot of federal overreach going on. But that's something that is more based on funding. And the states do have a lot of power to go their own way. But they also get a lot of federal funding, and the federal government at any time can rescind funding that states are getting.
You know about
and,
the funding?
That's the problem.
You can't – I don't worry about you withholding from me that which I don't give you. Is that not what happened during the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit? You had states say, nope, we ain't going to do it. We're driving 70. So if you don't give that –
Montana's never went down to 55 ever.
Yeah, if you don't give them, they can't threaten to not give back to you. I mean, it's simple as that. Federal government should not be allowed to borrow money. The states can stop that. It's only three categorical things that the Constitution allows the federal government to do. One is piracy, commerce, and the other is counterfeiting. Now, what they have now is something that they have assigned to themselves. Courts don't have no business making laws. Presidents is not the victim for what following constitutional norms. Supreme Court is not supposed to make laws. Supreme Court was never supposed to authorize same-sex marriage, abortion. And tell you something else, and I'm black, Supreme Court had no business authorizing interracial marriage. That should have been left up to the states.
Those are all state issues. I don't disagree with you on those points. But part of the problem is that when the federal government takes all the tax dollars, and then so the states are paying, right, through federal taxes, and then the federal government kind of holds that money and says, okay, we're going to give you this money back, but you have to do what we want you to do. And that's part of the scam. But we also didn't always have an income tax, which I would love to see that go away.
What they originally said in 1913. I would volunteer to pay 1% of my money to tax. But if it's only 1%,
it
you pay out the 1%.
Yeah, it should be apportioned. They do that now with these illegals. When you go to apportion a congressional district, you can count illegals for the apportionment. They're not supposed to vote, especially at the federal level, because they're just people. And that's what the whole idea of bringing all these illegals in, putting them in these areas, creating new congressional districts. I mean, that's another scheme.
Yeah, state tax rate is more than most countries' entire tax rate.
States got a lot of power. Yeah. If you retire, you can declare no deductions from your retirement. Not one penny. I do. They don't get a penny. Mm-hmm. Now, in the end of the year, if I owe some, I look at it. But I don't give them one penny. If you, in your normal working age, declare nine. Declare nine dependents. Just don't go over 10. That triggers a red flag, but declare nine. Hey, I done a construction project in Detroit, and we had Indians coming out of Canada that was working on the project because, you know, we erect structural steel. And them Indians was declaring 15 and 20 dependents. You wasn't taking a dime out of their check, and they go on back up to Canada with all their money. So, no, the federal government, if they can't withhold nothing from you that you don't give them.
Mm. And I've actually heard that I know it's a crime to lie on your taxes. That's fraud. But if you don't file taxes, you haven't lied about anything. And I'm pretty sure that you can't be prosecuted if you just don't file taxes. You can have trouble getting home loans.
That's your withholding statement that I'm talking about. When you go and an employment by an employer, they give you a W-2 form. So they know how much to hold out of your check every pay period.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you get those every year. Taxing them. But yeah, they hold on to it, and then so you have to file to get your money back. But yeah, like you were saying, if you don't send any money out, and you don't file any taxes, I don't think there's a crime there.
Well, you can file the taxes. You just don't let – if nothing wrong – see, your taxes are due April the 15th. So you don't have to have taxes taken out of your weekly paycheck or your weekly pay period, and you reduce that by the number of dependents that you declare. Who knows? Between the time that you fill out that sheet until April the 15th, things might change. You're not lying. You're not doing a tax statement. You're just doing a withholding statement. And retirees can always readjust theirs where not one penny is taken out.
Yeah. Yeah, but going back to the election thing, I don't know if the federal government really has any authority over how states run their elections. As I understand it, a state technically doesn't even have to run an election for a federal.
They don't. They have control of the federal ballot for two. And I wrote a ballot law. I think it's Article 3. And the only thing the legislature can do is choose the place of, they call it choosing the place of election. But what's on that ballot? It can be a federal ballot and a state ballot. State and local ballots. They don't have to be together.
Because technically when the states send their electoral representatives, like, for instance, in the presidential election, those electorates don't even have to vote the way the people voted in the state with the Electoral College. So I don't think that the federal government has any jurisdiction over how individual states run their elections, even when it's a federal position that
they don't.
Right.
That's what I'm not saying. That well, the states have no authority over their federal elections either, right?
Maybe I'm confusing terms here. What do you mean by a federal election?
When every 4 years you vote for a president and vice president.
Okay.
Every two every 2 years you vote for a congresspeople. Every 6 years
right,
you vote for the U.S. senator, staggered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
A federal government.
Right. So when we vote for president, for example, at the end of the election process, the states send their electoral college representatives, and those electorates that they send can vote however they want, technically speaking, when they get there.
Well, and, you know, here's another thing, too. The federal government can set the vetting process for someone who's voting on a federal ballot. They can say your ID has to be mimicking of a U.S. passport. They can use biometrics to tell who you are. They can, when the votes are cast, the people that's working on the federal ballot and collecting them should be bonded. In a congressional race, the people that's working the polls should not be from that congressional district. So it's a lot of safeguards that you can put into that federal ballot. But with a local, state and local ballot, hell, all you got to do is walk in there with an expired utility bill, cable bill, and they allow you to vote. Our driver's license. Illegals got driver's license. They look better than mine.
Yeah. Definitely some problems there.
So it's simple how to go about solving the problem. The thing is people just got to do it. Federal government gets its powers from the state legislature. The state legislatures control them. The state legislature control the governor. The state legislature can call your congressperson and your U.S. senator to the carpet. That's where they come from. Each district has one congressperson. Each state got two senators. They control the by that legislature. Put the power back where it should be, and the legislature is controlled by who? The people. It's simple. People don't want to do it. I don't know why, but they don't want to do it.
No, they just want to vote for a dead guy. That's what they want to do. So, I really lost a lot of faith in the electorate, if you haven't picked up on that.
Well, Arizona is still, Carrie Lake is still fighting, and I'm glad to see that she just didn't give up.
Yeah,
right.
she's a true champion.
You're right, definitely.
Pence was supposed to listen to those Trump electors that's still out there yet today.
Yeah.
He chose not to. He was wrong. The controversy between states is not supposed to be solved in the courts. It's supposed to be solved with the state legislatures. The people supposed to say, look, we got a problem. You got to straighten this out. You stay in this room until it's straightened out. You don't go home.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot leave it up to them. It's the same thing with Article 5 on the Convention of States. Congress can call a convention, right? But the people can call a convention through the state legislature, and Congress has no say-so in what goes on there. The only thing that it says that Congress is supposed to do is provide a place for the convention, and if they choose not to, well, then the legislatures can provide their own place. What comes out of those conventions in the amendment of the U.S. Constitution? Congress has nothing, I say again, not one iota to do with it. That's the only way you're going to change them. You're not going to change on their own.
I'm going to have to get going, guys. It's been fun. I hope you have a, you know, have a good night.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a good night, man.
Yeah, you too, sir. Merry Christmas.
Sounds like it's just us, man.
Okay.
Oh. So, what else would you like to discuss tonight, sir?
Well, you know, I'm up to discuss anything, but I'm there's some things that goes on, like Twitter revealed Michelle Obama pressuring them to silence Donald Trump. She had no damn business using her position as first lady to do that. And where is the outcry? That's a bunch of bullcrap, Proof.
Is that the Twitter files that just went down today?
That's the Twitter files, yeah. He revealed once, apparently.
I didn't look to see what happened today.
Pardon me?
I did not see what went down in today's files. In today's files.
I didn't either. This is something I picked up a couple of days ago. Let me, you imagine it? I mean, it's just, and not only her, the FBI, of course you already know about it. What is the matter with these folks? I mean, what think that they have this almighty power to control what people hear and see and read?
Well, they didn't expect to ever get in trouble. They didn't think anybody would ever know about it. They didn't expect an Elon Musk to come up and just blow it all up.
Yeah, they really own him. They're going to try to do affect his businesses, watch and see. They're evil, man. These people, them people on the left is evil. They're just totally, totally demonic evil. You got food districts that won't allow.
I'm not a huge fan don't allow of divinity Elon things. Musk, but he's, Elon Musk is fighting our fight that we wouldn't do or couldn't do. So I'm okay with that.
Well, I agree with you. And you're absolutely right when you say that we won't fight the fight. You conservatives just want conservatives to be like marching them into the ovens. They would be dressing up to get on the trains to go to the ovens. That's seeming how they respond. That's the results that you see coming from them.
Well, as far as Republicans, they're just scared of being called racist or they don't know how to fight. That's the thing. Everybody's waiting
well,
I'd
rather be called a racist than dead on arrival.
I understand.
And this Hobbs in Arizona, man, this woman is like one of those Mustafa women.
Oh, she thought she was getting away with it. Something tells me that that's coming back. I don't know why. Because normally, even with the Brandon and Trump election, that there's no way Trump is ever going to get that back. We know that. But I think this one has a good chance.
Well, you know, it made us open. It gave a lot of opportunity for people to be able to open their eyes. And if they don't open them and see what's there in front of them, well, there's nothing more you can do. I always have said everybody is not on your level of thinking, nor are they pro-supportive of your cause.
Right.
You just have to leave them alone. Just leave them alone. No need wasting breath. No need trying to explain to people about how the immune system works. No need trying to explain to people about the difference between organic fuels and fossil fuels. They just won't digest it. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, you won't really catch me talking to people that wear scams for that exact reason. Those are your political enemies, because if somebody said, I'm going to pass a law that makes everybody wear scams all the time for the rest of their lives, and they will say, oh, I don't care. I've been wearing a scam for 3 years. It doesn't matter to me. You have people
well,
that would vote like that.
That's the predicament that we're in. And I can't wait till the data increases much more than what it is. Reference those who took the jab in relation to the number of the people that died. Well, then at that point, proof, then these people that took the jab are dangerous to those who haven't. So where is the protection? Where is Joe Biden going to provide the Non-Vaccinated Protection Act for those who was not vaccinated? Protect them from those who were, because apparently you got something that you can shed that I can catch that would be harmful to me and my family.
The only hope is to get Ron DeSantis in. You saw that Ron DeSantis is suing them from the state of Florida, right?
Yeah.
That might,
like right
that might be enough to put him on the map for overtaking Trump, because Trump still, to this day, isn't saying jack squat about those gene therapies.
And then you got this outside money coming in from outside the country funding local state elections, like in Georgia. The money that came in from foreigners and outside the state of Georgia for Stacey Abrams' loss and also Warnock is just, it's just mind-blowing. Now, if they are elected based on the type of money that they receive from abroad, who do you think they will be behooving to? If you can get $1 million from one person abroad, but you got to work at least $5,000 to get $1 million from your local community, who do you think you're going to be beholden to? It's a whole lot worse, a whole lot less work dealing with the one person from abroad than trying to deal with $5,000 locally. And the money that George Soros be pumping into these elections, and like you made mention, Zuckerberg and his $400 million, in that court case that classified corporations as people because they can be sued, therefore they can donate, and what in the ways we're seeing, something's got to be done with that. And most importantly, the citizens need to be educated. And if you can't educate them, if they want to stay in your traditional setup, let them stay. Those that want to leave, that come from functional families, although may be at core, when their kids go to school, at least they know the ABCs. At least they know that they're a mother and father's real name and not the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Let those parents take their kids out of those traps. It's nowhere in the world that you put all the time and effort and quality into your child's learning, and you're going to sit them in a classroom where these other kids are coming from, although it may not be all, coming from homes that's just the opposite. It just ain't going to work like that. You got to, it's the old analogy with good fruit, bad fruit. You can't put a bad piece of fruit in the basket of good fruit and not expect the rest of the good fruit to not turn bad too.
Yeah.
And then people go complain, well, you're destroying the sociability, the social opportunity. Well, hell, my kids not going to school necessary to become a social paradigm. They're going to school to learn. They have to compete with the rest of the world. If not, they're going to be trapped. They're going to be trapped with some of these liberal policies. They're going to be trapped with some of these leftist ideas that's attacking them all the time. If you don't want your child to be taught by someone that's espousing homosexual and same-sex and these gender and transgender confusion theories, you should be able to take your child out of that classroom. That's your child. You are responsible for the innocence of that child until they become of age.
I just can't believe that they will honestly tell you that as a school, they have more control over your kid than you do.
Well, supposedly Joe Biden put something out there saying that the teachers, that he was going to deputize the teachers, and the teachers have that authority to circumvent your desires on the direction that you want that kid to learn. That's a bunch of crap. I don't understand where this line of thinking comes from all of a sudden.
Well, it's just years and years of not being held accountable. Look at that suitcase thief that finally got fired today. That was hilarious. I can't believe it took
something
that long to
mind.
Get fired, but I guess he had too many thefts of suitcases.
Yeah, something's wrong with his mind. I don't know what to tell you. A lot of people out there like that today. Look at the criminality. You let this basketball player, let him come back in the country. Heck, if I was Donald Trump, I'd say he can come back in the country and serve the rest of his time in a U.S. jail. Then you can't say it's not condoning criminality that's coming out of the left. Look at your Jussie Smollett. Look at up there in Cook County, the baseball bat willing attacker. They let him go. Look at your smash and grab that goes on in your retail stores to the point where Walmart is talking about closing stores in these food deserts. The people that complain about food deserts, you got elements within their community that's contributing to food deserts, and they won't take on the accountability and responsibility to stop it.
Right, but everybody knows that Brittany Griner got released because she checks all the boxes. A trans or a gay, a black, a woman, which I know that they don't want to define what a woman is, and a celebrity. So therefore, she's, in currency, she's worth a lot.
Well, it was political. You have to worry about that. It's political cowtown to a certain element within the country.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And the thing about this particular element, they wouldn't be able to survive. They wouldn't be able to extend themselves into far-reaching future if they didn't go after your kids. But some places, they offer their kids up to these groups as if you was doing a sacrificial offering.
No, I get
so
it.
So I don't know. Where's everybody else at, Truth?
That I don't know. I just show
well,
up
you,
and then I'm surprised that I'm here by myself.
If you want to cut out, you know, I'll step back and, you know, you can spend some time with yourself. But I enjoy the conversation as always.
I'm not trying to leave early all the time, but if I'm here talking to foreign by myself, I usually might go an hour to 90 minutes. I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and not pick up a phone call.
Yeah, I understand. Well, look, I tell you what, I appreciate the opportunity. I know I've probably talked to you before, but if I don't, Merry Christmas.
No, thank
you,
sir.
I'll
be here next week.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to get off here and let you have the rest of the evening.
Okay.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.